In this week's episode, we talk about Tiny Titans, X-Men Endangered Species, and whether or not Ryan could beat various presidents in a wrestling match. So this is Genius Boy Live, on demand, radio, episode 3.
Hello.
And this is Tim, and I am someone who likes ice cream. And I'm joined by...
This is Ryan, and I once killed a man in Mexico.
Nice. Me too. I didn't want to mention that on the air, though, because I thought that might get me in trouble. So I mentioned the ice cream part, which is actually a lie, because I don't like ice cream.
Oh, I was telling the truth. You said we'd each say our name on one thing that was the truth.
Yeah, I'm lying about lying about ice cream, because I do, in fact, like ice cream, although frozen yogurt sometimes surpasses it.
I think we're just confusing everybody. I actually did kill someone in Mexico.
I'm not sure that's true, but we're going to move on.
I'm just assuming Mexicans don't have the internet, so they won't know.
They don't have the internet? Is that true?
That's what I've been told.
What do they use down there to look up stuff on Google?
They don't have Google.
They don't have the internet. How do they know?
They hide their information in books.
Wow. How do they look up stuff that they see on the E-channel? How do they look up whether or not that's true?
They probably don't have time for the E-channel.
Wow. Mexico's not fun.
No, it's not. It's really not.
I am never going to kill a man down there.
But it's a great place. No, it's a great place to kill a man.
Oh, it is. Because they don't have Google, so they can't find out whether you did it or not until like 10 years later when they publish it into a book.
Right, exactly.
Unless your dog, the bounty hunter, then they try to extradite you.
That's a whole shady thing. My kill was part of a setup thing. We hunted a man. There was a group of 10 of us industrialists across the world, and we all big safari, big game hunters, and we decided to hunt the most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Man.
Man is the most dangerous game.
Absolutely. And we got him. That's all I'm saying.
And you actually scored the kill yourself. Did you kill your other competitors too?
No, he killed about 4 of them.
Okay.
And then I took out him.
Wow. They should make a movie or a short story about that.
They really should, several times.
Maybe they have in Mexico. You just can't read Spanish, so you don't know.
I can't understand a word of it. Not a word.
So for our first segment, I thought we'd do comic book news, because you probably have no idea what's going on since you've been in Mexico killing people.
This wasn't recently I did this.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, comic book news. Here's some news that you probably don't know, and you're going to scream like a little schoolgirl when you find out. Well, the first part, not so much. They're canceling Teen Titans Go. This is Johnny DC, the children's imprint of DC Comics. They're canceling Teen Titans Go and Justice League Unlimited because those TV shows are no longer on the air, even though those comics are pretty good, actually. And they're replacing them with some comic books that skew even younger, like comic books for 5-year-olds, to try to get the gateway drugs going on.
Right, absolutely.
So far, you're probably not that excited. But here's one of the comic books they're launching, and it's called Tiny Titans. And it's That's not the exciting part yet.
Oh.
It's Tiny Titans as little tiny tots, right? You can picture them with the big heads and everything.
Right.
Written and drawn by Art Balthazar.
Oh, I am excited. I love Art Balthazar.
So he is in charge of... They actually called him up, and apparently... Before, I think Jan Jones or whoever is the managing editor of this line called him up, and he said, before you even tell me anything more, yes, I'm in. And so he is writing and drawing Tiny Titans. I think Franco is actually helping him out because he mentioned that he called Franco and got him on board. So Art and Franco are doing the Tiny Titans, and that was recently announced, and that should come out sometime next year.
That's fantastic.
And obviously, that's good news for those guys. So.
Yeah.
And we'll be buying that at our house because I'm sure the kids will love the Tiny Titans because they're so cute.
Yeah. Very, very big fan of his artwork.
So good for him. And then in other comic book news, I don't have any. That's all I got. That's it. That's all. In the entire world, that's all the comic book news I have.
Fantastic. It's going to be a short show today.
I do have personal news about comic books.
Oh, go ahead.
Obviously, I've mentioned Casanova is great. And I read Casanova and I love it. Well... Mr. Matt Fraction, the writer of Casanova, apparently he enjoys me personally, probably not on a physical level, but he likes what I have to say.
You're a good-looking man, though.
I know I am. And I've sent him a lot of naked pictures, so that's maybe why. But he sent me an email with a PDF preview of issue 9 of Casanova. And it's not
Whoa.
Just a preview, it's the entire issue plus the back matter, which is his essays about Casanova. So I got to read the whole issue of Casanova number 9 like a month in advance.
Wow, you're like officially an insider now.
I think I'm not the president of his fan club, but I'm like the secretary of his fan club.
Yeah,
now.
Don't let all this fame go to your head.
So I read it, and it's great. And you should buy that when it comes out, too, and buy them all, because Casanova is, I don't know, it's probably the greatest thing ever printed on paper. And I can say that because I read this issue, and it wasn't even printed on paper, and it was that good.
Oh, great. Is there any place nearby me where I could buy this comic book?
Meltdown Comics.
Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. Perfect.
Which sponsors
yeah.
our show.
That's great.
Even though they don't. Although Mike Phillips, editor-in-chief of ZecWart, did send them 10 copies of my book. And apparently they're going to pay for it at some later date. So
fantastic.
Maybe if you buy them, they will then pay for them. And I will get my $1 royalty. And that will be awesome. I heard that you worked on getting a new sponsorship because that Ground Turkey thing didn't work out so well last week. So
no, those people are deadbeats. So
they didn't even pay, right? They didn't send you any money.
They didn't pay a dime. We didn't get an ounce of Ground Turkey.
No.
In fact,
we got 0% bone. So we got 100% less bone in our Ground Turkey.
No, you know, it's funny. They sent me a bone.
They did.
They sent me nothing but a bone and a note that said, "Thanks for reading our goddamn ad, jerkhead."
Was it at least?
Which I thought.
Was it a wishbone at least?
No.
It wasn't even a wishbone. Damn them.
No.
Damn that Ground Turkey company all to hell.
Yep. Don't buy from that Ground Turkey company.
I can't remember their name. So
Ranger Tom's Ground Turkey.
Okay. Do not buy Ranger Tom's Ground Turkey ever.
Don't buy it.
They're.
You know what? Probably. You know what? It probably has more bone. They're probably liars.
Yeah. Those bastards.
Yeah, if you want a big chunk of bone in your ground turkey, eat Ranger Tom's. Maybe you'll choke.
It's all bone. You'll probably die.
Yeah.
Let's do, what's the next sponsor then? Who is it? It's not Ranger
Tom. It's not. I stayed away from food this week. I went searching for a sponsor who was not in the food or beverage industry, but someone who was more technologically advanced. So
yeah,
I got a great sponsor.
That's smart.
Which ties in as well, because you teach a film class.
Correct.
And I'm a director in Los Angeles, so this applies to both of us, and it's a perfect sponsorship. So they sent me this copy. Let me just find it. Here it goes. Are you a frustrated filmmaker or a wedding videographer looking for an extra buck on the weekend? If so, the Century Corporation has a perfect product for you. We are proud to introduce the XD model Bipod. That's right, Bipod. It's a tripod, but with only two legs, saving you all the hassle and inconvenience of folding up that third leg. The modern bipod technology allows for extra stability, but with one less leg. Again, that's the XD model bipod. Two legs, all the levelness you'll need.
Wow. That's an impressive ad, but I don't think that product is real.
Really?
Well, would a bipod work? Does it have some sort of gyroscope in it?
It's like a tripod, but instead of it's two legs. It's like a person standing there.
I could see how that could take up less space, and it would probably be more practical for some applications, but I've used tripods before, and one of the things about tripods is the third leg actually keeps it from falling over.
That's a really good point.
So, also you could
They say it offers more stability, though.
Well, you could just hire a person to stand there holding it instead of buying a bipod, but I assume costs more money than a bipod.
Right, but the problem is a person will breathe and move slightly so that it locks it down in the bipod. I think, actually, I'm looking at their website, and every shot of this bipod shows the two legs, and then someone's lying on the ground holding both legs in place. So apparently it's,
Well, that would keep it stable a little bit.
Yeah. And there's a third person holding it at the top to keep it stable.
Well, as long as you're doing it with a lot of PAs around. As long as they send us the $5,000they promised us, I think, the Century Corporation, right?
Yeah, it's 5,000 Canadian, though.
The Century Corporation bipod. What brand, what model number was it?
The XD model.
The XD.
Bipod.
I think that for all your videography needs, I think the XD model bipod from Century Corporation is the way to go. And I can't wait till they send us the money, because then we can really this podcast is going to blow up. It's going to become huge. We're going to market it over the internet. It's going to be great.
You know what? I'm looking through their website still, and I don't see a single picture of this thing standing on its own two legs without somebody holding it.
You know what? I don't care, because they're going to send us money. So buy
all
it.
All they have are pictures of someone holding it or just on the ground in pieces.
Maybe if more people buy it, they can actually afford to make it work properly. So that's what I'm thinking. So buy it.
Maybe.
They'll come up with the technology later.
They're really – I met Glenn over there, and he's a nice guy, really nice guy.
Where did you actually go to meet them? Where was this meeting held?
We had a – they met at a restaurant.
What was it called?
Wendy's.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. It's a chain. Do you have a Wendy's out there?
We don't, actually. They all closed.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. They got square patties. It's a really classy joint.
Yeah, I haven't been in because their doors are actually boarded shut, which is not really
That was like the one
conducive.
We went to, too. But no, Glenn had a key.
He had a key for the boards, and he opened them up.
he had a key for the Wendy's. It's hard to believe, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. And he
must be a big shooter. He must be a high roller.
He also had a uniform.
Really?
Wendy's. Yeah.
A Century Corporation uniform.
No, Wendy's.
A Wendy's uniform.
Yeah, he said it was for a film he was doing.
Yeah. Oh, he's a filmmaker too. So he must know his stuff then. So he must
I
really
think so.
Well, it must be field
jack
tested.
Of all trades.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Okay, yeah. So Century Corporation, the XD by Pod. Purchase
bipod.
It at your local where do our listeners purchase it?
www.centurycorporationproductsforvideographersandfilmmakers.tv. You always know that it's gonna have to go. You always know that you'll be back in the cold.
When I'm the budget level made it in a phone, so it's coming to give it that hope just that they're gonna go. Alright, so our next segment is the X-Men Endangered Species Chapter 9. And I think we talked about endangered species last week and how it's just, you know what? I'll just read the summary from the inside of the book. And this is published in X-Men number 202, which came out this past week. Previously in Endangered Species, since M-Day, Beast has labored to find a cure for the loss of the mutant gene to no avail. During his desperate search, he stumbled upon the monstrous Dark Beast, a twisted counterpart of Beast from an alternate dimension, and the only person who can match his knowledge of genetics. They are moral opposites, but they share a goal in mutant salvation. Knowing this, Beast sets aside his ethical misgivings and agrees to join with Dark Beast. In the newest installment, I said in previous installments, they just walked around and said, hey, can you guys help us cure the mutant gene problem,
and everybody said no.
No, they're like, no, we can't. And then Dr. Doom's like, no thanks. The High Evolutionary was like, nah, not for me. Mr. Sinister was missing, so they couldn't even talk to him. And now they go to Genosha, which was the mutant capital, which was destroyed, and all these people were dead. And they actually find out that the mutant gene is even missing from all the dead mutant bodies. The gene's not even there. It didn't even move. It's not dormant. It's gone. Well, of course it's gone, because Wanda, the Scarlet Witch, she said no more mutants, and she changed history. She, like, made a parallel reality now where there are only 200 mutants left. So this episode, even less happens than previous episodes. Here's what happens in this episode. The Dark Beast and Beast talk. They growl at each other.
What are they talking
about? They say, hey. The Beast says, wow, the mutant gene is gone. And the Dark Beast says, wow, that's really bad. And then they fight. Because the Dark Beast is like, oh, you're a fool. And Beast is like, roar. And they fight. And then they vow to inject mutants with some special chemical that will give them the mutant gene back. I don't know if you can do that, if that's physically possible. But that's the plot of this issue. Your thoughts on
so they're slowly becoming the East German Olympic team.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're going to just
now,
jack
how,
these mutants
and
up.
Again, how can you differentiate Dark Beast from regular Beast? Is he a darker shade of blue? Does he have more hair around his lip or chin?
Well,
how can you? Does he wear like leather?
If you remember what the furry beast looked like, because you haven't read any comics in a while, so you don't know.
No,
okay, picture the furry beast.
Right.
But more purple than blue. That's
okay.
The Dark Beast. Now
Grimace.
The regular Beast.
You're describing Grimace.
It's like halfway between Grimace and a hairier version of Wolverine.
Okay, in my head, I'm picturing Grimace because it's a much better comic
Yeah,
book.
keep that in mind. That's the Dark Beast. So he looks like Grimace. And the regular Beast has actually transformed into a third stage of mutation. This was in Grant Morrison's run. And he now looks like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. And he's got like a more cat-like features, a little
Is he
furrier
still
face.
blue?
He's still blue. So he's a different color, and he looks more like the Beauty and the Beast Beast, while the other Beast looks more like Grimace. And that's how it works. And this is the giant crossover, by the way, that is supposed to make me buy more X-Men comics. That's it. That's all that's happened so far. They walked around, they said, "Oh, can't find anybody to help us," and now they're going to team up to create.
Is it really just an ad for other comic books? Like they go to visit a comic book and they're like, "Wow, this is a wonderful world. We should come visit here monthly.
It should
This is
be.
really exciting."
That would be good.
That, yeah, such great stories for
They
the
could just pop
readers.
through the main, but they don't even cross over into the main story. The main story in X-Men 202, I don't even know what it's about because I, you know what, I can't be bothered to read it because it's got a lot of characters in it who I don't know, and they're all yelling and fighting at each other. And
That's how I
now,
feel about the. No, that's how I
my,
feel about the Bible.
I think we, the telephone is ringing, and
Yeah, that's in your end. Do you want to answer it?
you know what?
Impromptu guest.
I think it might be the Ranger Tom's Ground Turkey Company, and I'm afraid to take their calls because
Oh.
we kind of just talk some smack about them on the radio.
Yeah, well, we said they may have less bone. Don't.
So okay, they
We were
stopped
lying.
calling. They stopped
Okay, good.
calling, and I've unplugged all the phones in the house,
Good.
so
I've
I think
actually
we're
unplugged
safe.
everything in the house except for the computer, and I put tin foil in all the windows.
Yes.
Just I don't want people to see me when I'm podcasting.
Just do me a favor and put on your football helmet from junior varsity because that will help you.
Always.
Did you want to bring up a point about my blog?
Well, how was your trip, first of all? You went out of town.
Yeah, I took the family. We went to this. You know what? It was not that great. Okay.
Oh.
The kids had a lot of fun. It was a good family trip, but the destination was not great. It was a
Yeah.
place that was between Boston and Cape Cod, this beachfront resort place. And it obviously had seen better days.
What town were you in?
It was Hull, Massachusetts.
Oh, right.
And you could tell that 30 years ago it was at its peak. And so we went down, I took the kids
Once
down.
we build that time machine, buddy.
I can't wait to actually go into the
Yeah.
future and find out what
No.
happens.
Nope. I'm just gonna undo every mistake I ever made.
I don't know if it works that way, but we'll look into that when we build it.
All right.
So we went to the arcade, and the arcade had about 60 games, tons of stuff, and we got $5 worth of quarters for the kids. And the two girls working behind the counter didn't say anything. We actually got the money from them, the quarters from them. And they took quarters, not tokens. And so the first game we played didn't work. It ate our quarters. And so we went up, and they said, "Oh, okay, that one doesn't really work." And so they gave us two quarters. But they didn't fix it or put a sign on it that said it was broken. And so we
Right.
played another game, and it didn't give us any tickets. So we tried the game next to it, and that ate our quarters. And so now I'm mad, and I go up and I say, "Okay, that one didn't give us tickets, and that one ate our quarters. Do any of these machines actually work?" And they're like, "Not really." And I was like, "What the hell?" So they gave us a big stack of tickets, and they gave us another quarter back. And then we tried about, I would maybe 12 more machines, and I would say three of them actually worked. And we got some tickets, and we used up the rest of the $5 just by throwing them in this one machine that did work, that all it did was produce a random number and churn out that many tickets. And so it wasn't fun, but we just wanted to use up the quarters, so I had to carry them. And we ended up with 175 tickets. And with our 175 tickets, we got a piece of bottle caps candy, a push pop, and a small plastic teddy bear. And that's what our $5 did, and that was my
Living the
vacation.
dream.
But on the blog, I couldn't post for a couple of days, and so my friend Richard Oldstate, my old ice fishing buddy, posted, and he couldn't even keep up with his deadlines. He only posted one day. But did you read his
Well,
posts?
I read the piece. It was very long,
Yeah, it was about
and I
comics in the
can.
'70s that I didn't even know about. I'm not that
Yeah,
familiar.
those are some obscure comics he's talking about. And I don't. You know more about comics than I do. But
Yeah.
he was saying that one of them sold 300 issues, and that was a really big number for that era. That can't be right.
Well,
I
it was
mean,
the
that can't be.
'70s. It was before
Yeah, is that?
inflation.
Oh, okay.
And, if you remember comics from the '70s, can you even name one? Can you name one comic from the '70s? Nova, the comic book called The Man Called Nova. That was it. And I think that sold 150 copies.
Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man.
No, that wasn't published in the
Spectacular
'70s.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
No, I don't think so.
That was published in the 70s, totally.
I think that was from the 40s because he punched Hitler in the face in issue
No,
75.
no, no, no.
I'm thinking of something else. I don't know.
But so yeah, have you read any of those comics he talked about?
No, I've not.
No.
I don't. I'm gonna have to call him up because first of all, he pissed me off because he didn't post on Friday, which he said he was gonna do, and I couldn't
Yeah.
post because I was playing video games that didn't work,
Right.
and so I had no. They didn't have a
Yeah.
computer there, obviously, because they didn't even have. I think they had Time Crisis, the first version,
Oh,
and the
that's right.
guns were ripped off, and so anyway, I
Oh.
couldn't. That wouldn't work for posting on the internet,
I know
so.
I had emailed him, and I know that like writing anything is a chore for him. So
Yeah.
this I think this piece took him 3 weeks to write.
Why is it a chore for him?
So I don't know. It's just it's everything's such so cathartic. He does so much research, and it all comes together. And you know, he's got a horrible absinthe addiction. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, 3 or 4 bottles a day.
Well,
So
I mean,
you
a
can
lot of
catch him in a lucid
Americans
moment.
do. It's the
Right.
hidden plague. It's actually, I saw a report on 2020, the hidden plague, absinthe.
Absent. Yeah. It's rough.
I kind of ran out of comic book stuff to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of cool comics this week. Batman 668, which was the next installment of the Club of Heroes story. That was a really great mystery, but it's like the part two of a three-part story. You didn't read it. It's great, but we have nothing to say about it. Two Matt Fraction comic books came out. Immortal Iron Fist number 8, which starts the giant tournament of Iron Fists, which is going to be great. And
I'm excited for any kind of tournament.
the Order number 2. Both those great comics. So many great comics this week, but I don't really have much to say about that. So let's talk about movies. Have you seen any movies or seen any movie trailers you'd like to discuss?
I saw a scene from Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Yeah.
They had a sneak peek. I'm not excited to see that.
I don't need to see that. It looks scary to me, so I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I've seen his first two films, and Devil's Reject was like watching a snuff film. And
Yeah.
really the most uncomfortable experience I've had watching a film ever. And this is, I mean, I've watched like My Parents' Wedding Night Video 100 times,
Yeah, well,
and I
that
was
was.
more, and the Deadly Jokes is more uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was awkward to
That's,
watch. I can't believe you watched it so many times. I watched it with you about half of those times, and then I stopped. I couldn't take
it's
it
pretty
anymore.
weird, because it's not well shot either, because it
Yeah.
was, you know,
It's night vision
I mean,
camera. What do you expect?
yeah, it's like Night Vision Super 8 from 1971, so it's
Yeah.
not,
Weird. Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
even
know,
know if
it's
they
just
had
a,
Super 8 back then, but somehow they did. It's amazing. They used a bipod to film it, which was unstable.
So yeah, I actually in retrospect it fell over like 8 times.
Yeah.
So I don't think a bipod's a great idea.
Well, they're sponsoring us. I hope they don't listen to this part of the show when we're slamming them.
No, I would hope not.
Because then they might call us too, and that would be
I
awkward.
you know what's funny is when I actually met with the guy, Glenn over at Century Corporation bipods,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so you listen to the show? And he goes, no, I don't have the internet.
Right.
Which I thought was really weird for an executive who's trying to advertise on the internet not to have the internet. That just
Well, he wants to
Doesn't make
learn
any
about it.
sense.
No, I mean, how
No, but
you
it,
you just dive in, and then you throw some
yeah.
money around, you become a big player in the internet industry, and then the internet fans listen to you and buy your
Yeah.
product. So I think
And then
that's
he
the way to
asked me if
go.
I,
And he
then he
should
asked me
listen
if
to
I,
this part, and he should give us $10,000.
right. But then he asked me if I wanted to biggie size it, and that was the end of our conversation.
Weird. I wonder if that
Yeah,
means you can
very.
get a larger bipod, like one that's perhaps
I think they have for large cameras.
instead of a crane shot, you could use a biggie size bipod
Enormous, enormous
for.
biggie size bipod, yeah.
That might work.
Yeah.
So,
So
well,
yeah.
before the movie news, let me tell you one little anecdote. So remember how I couldn't find my comic book list and I was like, oh, upset. Whoa, where is it? But I found it. Here's the thing.
Fantastic.
And I did type it
Oh.
all in the computer and I made my computer crash with all my comic books listed. But here's the catch. So it was in my house, it turns out. And here's the worst part. It was in my son's room in a stack of his papers, my comic book notebook with all my listing of all the issues I own. And the worst part is that my wife had told me to check there. She told me to check. She's like, it's probably in Andrew's room in a stack of his papers. And I never did check there because I'm like, why would it be there? And so now she's like, told you so, which as
Yeah.
much excitement as I felt finding the comic book list and not having to relist all my comic books again, it was
Yeah.
totally dampened by the fact that my wife told me so. And I had to say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Why did we get married?
I think, I don't really know actually. Is it for the health insurance? Because I'm getting that,
No.
which is nice.
My case was blackmail.
Oh. Okay, well, moving on. I saw the trailer for Michelle Gondry's new movie, Be Kind, Rewind.
Oh yeah, with Jack
Have you
Black.
seen the previews for that?
I've seen a still photo.
Do you know the premise at all?
No.
Oh, well, okay, it's great. So they run a video store. I don't even know if they run it or they just work at a video store. It's Mos Def and Jack Black.
Okay.
So far so good. They run a video store in the 80s, so it's all VHS. And they accidentally erase all of their tapes because Jack Black's got like a magnetic suit he wore or something. So all the tapes are erased. So rather than go out of business, they decide to reshoot all the great movies. So they remake stuff like Ghostbusters and they remake Boys in the Hood. And it's just them with the videotape and they reshoot everything. And it becomes a sensation. And I don't really care that it becomes a sensation so much as I want to see them shooting
It.
their versions of
Yeah.
all those things. And I
That
hope the
explains.
movie's filled with that. I hope the movie's not just like 5 minute montage of them remaking Ghostbusters and stuff. I hope
Yeah.
95 minutes of the movie are them remaking classic movies from the 80s and early 90s. And I hope
I have a
the end
feeling
is
you'll
just
be
like,
disappointed.
yeah, but it's so great seeing them run around and reshoot Boys in
Yeah,
the Hood.
that
It's
explains
brilliant.
the still photo I saw because they were dressed like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's so I'm looking forward to that. So my big movies for this year, we have the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, which is called,
Yes.
what's it called?
There Will Be
There
Blood.
Will Be Blood. The new Wes Anderson movie, The
I agree with
Darjeeling something or other.
Right, yeah.
The Coen Brothers movie. It's based on the Cormac McCarthy novel.
Oh, yeah.
In a country of
God.
men or something. Is that
Yeah.
right? I don't remember. I
I
read
don't
the
know.
novel and it's great. And I'm sure the Coen Brothers movie is going to be great. And then obviously, Be Kind Rewind. So four fantastic movies coming out this fall that I'm so excited about. I might actually go to the theater to watch them.
Yeah, I haven't been in the theater since
The
JFK.
Matrix. JFK.
Okay.
That turns out not to be
That's
true either. That was
a
all a
lie.
fraud. Yeah, Oliver
That's a
Stone.
lie. No, actually I saw Grindhouse in the theater.
Oh, that's so good. So pretty.
Yep. And you see they're releasing that separately as two different
Yeah,
and without the trailers.
I don't believe
So
that's gonna happen. I
now they're coming
refuse to
out.
believe that.
I believe it's this, and I will suspect that in the future you'll see both combined together again with the trailers at a higher price point.
You know what? I'm still gonna buy them
That's what
both separately.
they call them
Double
double
dipping.
dipping.
Damn
Yeah.
it.
I've quintuple dipped, I think, on DVDs at this point.
Yes, me too. Dr.
Yeah.
Strangelove, I own
Doctor
17
Strange,
copies.
exactly. Yeah, and they're coming out with a new set, so I'm gonna have to buy
Duh. I'm just gonna wait for the high definition stream. I can click on the computer and just watch it on my
Right.
big TV and
Yeah. So with this new format war deal, with the Paramount HD deal,
yeah.
it's totally there's no way that HD is the next medium. We're totally preventing it from happening. So,
Well, apparently
I mean,
Microsoft paid them a ton of money to go
yeah,
exclusive.
gave I think they gave them like $50 or $100 million to do it.
So that's
It was just,
obviously a sign of
yeah. I heard.
Microsoft not feeling so confident with the format.
No, not so much.
So I'm gonna not watch anything. I'm just gonna read books and comic books. What are you doing? All I can hear is dance beats. Are you hopping around now?
I was just a gang of street toughs came in and assaulted me,
Weird.
but I was able to fend them off with a pool stick and the lid of a garbage can.
And
They're okay. I'm okay.
while they attacked you, did you whisper all of your dialogue?
Yeah. I mostly had a couple of great one-liners,
And was Kelly LeBrock at your
like
side?
eight ball in the corner pocket, punk.
Nice.
And I, because I am all, like Steven Seagal, a master of Aikido.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's your leg you heard snap. I'm not as clever as they are in the movies. So I'm usually like, hey, watch out, jerk.
You know,
That really hurts.
in Buddhism, there's like the Dalai Lama, and then Steven Seagal is the second below Dalai Lama.
Now, is this true? Because I thought that he was just protecting that person, whoever that person was. Like the, God, the something llama. There was a young boy that Seagal was like protecting
No, that
in
was a
America.
movie.
Cause it, no, because there was an article in New Yorker years ago about it.
No, he's actually the second in command, and
All right, we need
he
someone
has a
to.
host of virgins who pleasure him daily.
Somebody has to research this, and somebody has to post a comment about this
Or
on the
send us to
blog.
our new email. We have a new email because we're on Podomatic.com. Our new email address is geniusboylive@podomatic.com. And if you're listening to our show via Podomatic, you can just click on the link right there, or you can just send it whatever. You can use your Express Mail, Yahoo, message. I don't know what you have on your email personally, but send it to geniusboylive@podomatic.com, and that will be our listener line. You can also record an audio comment if you have a microphone on your computer, and you can then import it via MP3 into Podomatic.com, and then we can play it on the show. So if you want to have an audio comment, all the listeners out there, please do so.
But just be aware, we will not play any audio comments that are better than our audio comments.
No, they have to be much worse so we can
Yeah,
make fun of them.
you can't outshine us. You have to be really bad so we can
Yeah.
mock you.
Right.
So please submit whatever you like.
Yeah. We'll play on the air as long as it's worse than ours, and then we will probably call you up and laugh at you at home, which will be fun. We'll do that on the show.
On the weekend too, so your whole family's around.
Ryan, did you know Abraham Lincoln used to be a wrestler? Are you aware of
Yes, I'm aware of that. And a rail splitter, and a lawyer, and a hero.
He was president also, I believe.
And a hero. And an assassination victim. I could go on.
But he was a wrestler, and that's weird,
Yes,
right?
he was.
And that
Yeah, he
brings
was a
us
wrestler.
to our next segment, which is what was this next segment called?
American presidents who I could beat in a wrestling match.
All right, just like the foot race competition last week, you have to
Yes.
definitively prove whether you would beat them or lose to them, and there can be no wishy-washy answers here.
Right, and as now we're going to meet in folk style wrestling, which is the kind I do in high school. So it's pins and points. This is not the Ultimate Fighting Championships. This is not mixed martial arts. There's no kicks. There's no punches. There's no submissions.
And your explanation
Oh.
will definitively prove empirically that you would
Yeah.
win or lose to these
You could put me in a time
presidents.
machine, and I would go back in time, and you could bet on the match, and I would tell you which way to wager.
All right, so the first
We're
president, obviously, because we started this way, Abraham Lincoln, you versus Abraham Lincoln, who would win in a
He would
wrestling
win.
match?
He was a bigger man. He was like a tall man, and wiry strong. They described him very wiry strong, and he also had the heart of a champion, as he won the Civil War, and I have never won anything, so he would beat me.
You
He
want
would
a
beat me,
race
and
against Seth Rogen?
oh yeah, in my head, he would beat me. He would be probably beat me. I'd say 7-4.
How about Millard Fillmore?
Millard Fillmore, I would defeat because he's in fact deceased. 15-0, I'd destroy him.
Bill
He's cold.
Clinton's.
Bill Clinton, that's a tough one because Bill Clinton is a very big, large man and supposedly a very good athlete. But I think I could beat him. Either I could offer him some
You
money to take a
think you could
dive.
beat him? That doesn't sound
I
good enough
know,
to
I
me.
know. I mean, I know I would beat him. I'm sorry. Because either he would take some money to take a dive, or he would notice a pretty girl in the stands and get distracted, or he'd probably just run out of breath about a minute into the match. So I'd say I'd beat Bill Clinton 8-6.
James Madison.
I would destroy James Madison. He was a tiny man, 5'4". I would pin him in about 30 seconds.
Is the airplane spin legal in folk style wrestling?
It is. It totally is, as long as you don't slam the man. If you gently put him on the ground, if you're spinning him, completely legal.
Would you do that to James Madison?
I probably would. I would airplane spin him. I'd like spank him, like put him on and spank him. I would
Oh,
dance around him. I'd like mock him.
that is
I'd be like,
sassy.
"Oh, who wrote the Constitution now?" And then I'd destroy him.
The final American president who you
Yeah.
would or would not defeat in wrestling, Morgan Freeman from Deep Impact.
I would destroy him. 12-2.
How
He's
so?
very old and probably feeble.
Would you do so before or after the Deep Impact itself?
I would probably do during because it'd be my best chance to catch him off guard.
He'd be like, "Hey, look at that giant meteorite."
Yeah,
And
that's
then he
one big
would.
title. Whoa! And I take him down, and all of a sudden I got back points.
Oh, he wouldn't even finish the title wave comment. That's a big
Nope.
title, and then he'd be
Yeah.
dead.
Yeah, because that's how you get the element of surprise. It's like, all right, sometimes it's like if you're gonna fight somebody in the street, you jingle your keys so they get distracted, and then you whack them.
He might also be distracted because he'd be like, "Hey, there's Lili Sobieski. How come she has a career?" And
Yeah, what
then,
happened? Yeah, what about? Hey,
because she doesn't anymore.
what happened to her? Did Helen Hunt have her killed? What's the deal? Who would know?
You know what? She was quite a looker, and now she's just gone off the face. I think she was in a Lifetime movie, and I taped it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Well, you're a busy man. So I guess that we proved though
So
that
let's go back to the tally sheet. Abraham Lincoln is a loss, so you have
is
one
a
loss.
loss.
Millard
Yeah.
Fillmore, you win because he's dead. Bill Clinton, you win because he's fat and lechery-ish. James Madison, you would defeat because he's tiny. And Morgan Freeman, you would defeat through subterfuge. So you
And
have
he's old.
a
He's
4-1
old.
record. It looks
A
like a
four and
pretty.
one.
Those are bold statements. If anybody disputes these results, I challenge them to wrestle Ryan personally. His address is, would you like to give them your home address so they can come to your door and wrestle you?
No.
Oh, interesting.
But I give.
He lives in Los Angeles. I'm sure you'll be able to track him down. Just look for Ryan. He's
a
man
in
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He has a beard and he wears thigh-high boots and an eye patch.
No. No, you're thinking of a pirate.
Well, I think that's it for this week, Ryan.
All right, but seriously, any listener or reader who sees me on the street, if you wrestle me and beat me, I'll give you $10.
Wow.
Yep,
you're just spending that sponsorship money right now. I don't know if we can afford that.
We can. We're getting $5,000 Canadian from the BiPod people.
All right. Well, and buy a BiPod from Century Corporation on the internet.
Yep.
And that's it for this week. Join us next week when we discuss comic books, because you will actually read some comic books by then.
Let's hope.
Correct me. And maybe we'll have a voice comment from Richard Alderstate if we could possibly get in contact with him.
We could. It's tough to get a hold of him when he's on an absent bender or in his cabin.
Well, I might have to send a messenger.
All right.
And maybe we can get a handwritten comment that we can read on the air.
We could probably definitely do that.
All right. That's it for this week. We'll see you in a week. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Music for this week's episode provided by Operation Ivy. Next week's episode will be better.